We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former deputy Actel was sentenced last night out in Orchard Park Town Court. The judge in this case pretty much just took what the probation department in their PSI, their pre-sentencing report investigation, recommended. Every case that's a misdemeanor or felony before someone is sentenced, the probation department does what they call a PSI, which is a pre-sentencing investigation. A pre-sentencing investigation was done in this case. I was given a copy about a week in advance. The pre-sentence investigation recommended a conditional discharge with 150 hours of community service, along with anger management classes. The judge pretty much mimicked what the PSI stated, except the judge did not order the anger management classes. He just ordered the 150 hours of community service, and he imposed a fine. Upon reading that PSI, I disagreed with it. I told my attorneys last night to go into court and say that we disagree with the PSI, that we disagree that a conditional discharge is an appropriate sentence in this matter. The victim wanted to speak in this case, so we made the tactical decision to allow the victim to speak first. The victim, as you all heard, spoke first. The victim, I thought, was very eloquent. The victim could not have said any better when the victim said that I had to spend a night in jail for doing nothing. And that's an important point here. I think it's been lost. What's been covered, obviously, mainly is the fact that, you know, the victim got beat up here, got hit with a baton, got a concussion, got a broken nose, and was all bloodied. But let's not forget that the victim was arrested that night. And the victim was taken to the holding center and spent the night in jail and then came to court in Orchard Park the next morning and was then released. So the victim spent a day and a night in jail. And the victim, as I said, I couldn't have said it better myself, the victim said that I believe that Deputy Actel should get what I got, time in jail. And when it was our turn to talk, my lawyers stated that, Judge, we disagree with the PSI, and we stand behind Mr. Belcito here, our victim, and concur with what he said. And then we left it at that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and grandstand and pound my chest and say I'm outraged that he didn't get jail, because let's be honest, we knew going into this thing he wasn't going to get jail. You know, there was no one in this situation where it's your first offense, never been in trouble before, et cetera, has ever gotten jail. And so jail was not inappropriate here, but jail was not realistic. And so in order to have credibility with the judge, I didn't want my people standing up there saying, Judge, we want the max 2 years in jail, hammer him, throw away the key, because that we would have lost credibility then. And I want my attorneys to have credibility when we are making sentencing recommendations, which was, at the end of the day, I would have liked to see probation. That would have been the middle ground here, all right? I mean, the judge had three choices: jail, probation, and a conditional discharge. There's a thing called an unconditional discharge, but in my 4 years as judge, I never gave that. I've never seen that given at all, so it's really not a reality. There's three options here: jail, probation, conditional discharge, and I would have liked to see probation.
You said that you wanted to stand behind Mr. Bell Segal.
Yes.
As he went through that. Nicholas wanted some jail time.
Yes.
For Agdal.
Yes.
Are you saying that you wouldn't have even wanted, say, one night in jail?
Oh, no, 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 I don't have, I have no problem with him going to jail, okay? Oh, yeah, no. It just wasn't realistic.
Gotcha.
You know, this wasn't realistic. And again, I didn't want to, I didn't want to grandstand there in front of the judge and kick and scream about jail when that would have put the credibility of my lawyers at stake.
Sheriff Howard, after the conviction first came down, he really went hard against you. Yeah. Criticized you for going after his office in this situation.
Yep.
It's been about 3 months since that's happened.
Okay.
Has there been a better relationship between your office and his office, or would you say it's about the same?
Oh, no. There was no bad relationship even after that happened. I mean, yeah, he took a couple shots at me there, okay? I mean, yeah, I said, here, it was his guy, I get it, but that, him taking a couple shots at me 3 months ago did not affect business at all. Our business, the relationship we have with the Sheriff's Department, the investigations we conducted, the way we interact every day was not changed one iota. He took a couple shots at me. I get that. But I think what's important to note out is that obviously he came around last night. Yeah, I mean, he came around last night and for the first time admitted that, hey, my guy obviously made a wrong decision here. Now, he tried to, you know, him and his and Agdal's lawyer, they tried to couch it as a 30-second momentary lapse of judgment. Well, it was more than that. All right, let's be honest here. All right, we all again focused on the young man being beaten and bloodied. All right, and we forget that he spent a day in jail, a night in jail. We also focus on the assault, is what occurred, which did occur in about 30 seconds. I'll concede that, but let's not forget that after the dust settled, after everyone calmed down, and after the adrenaline was all gone down, at a later time, a much later time, former Deputy Agdal went to wherever and completed an official document regarding what happened to cover up basically his arrest of Belcito, and lied on that form and committed the crime of falsifying an official document. That was not done in that 30-second adrenaline rush, okay? That was not done in that 30-second moment of judgment lapse. That was done at a later period when the adrenaline was down, when the dust had settled. So it was more than a 30-second lapse of judgment.
Moving forward, this happened over 2 years ago. There's a lot more officers wearing body cams now.
Yes.
So looking at, stepping back and looking at all the publicity this got and how, what effect the cameras had, but also seeing that the guy never got jail time, how do you think this will serve as an example or not an example for cops wearing body cams?
I think that obviously I disagree with the conditional discharge, but I still think that the main message that was sent out there and that's out there is that he was arrested, he was brought to trial, and he was convicted. And I think that that message right there that is out there now is going to not only alleviate fears in the community that, you know, if a police officer commits misconduct, that it's going to get shoved under the rug. It also, I believe, and I think that body cams in general too, that I believe that body cams have the ability of putting officers on their toes and making sure that they dot all their I's and cross all their T's. And so I think that there's a lot of different messages that have come out of this whole thing. And I think that we have to be also aware of the fact that if there was not a body cam in this case, there's a good probability that he may have been found not guilty. Because if at the end of the day, all I had was my victim's testimony and the testimony of two of his three friends who were there, who again, were all drinking at a Bills game, we're all hanging out, you know, partying, all right, and it's them on one side testifying, and then it is the officers on the other side testifying without any body cams at all. You got a he said situation here. You may not have had same result. Again, I'm not saying that people would have thought my people were lying, all right, but let's be honest here. You may have not had the same result. So the body cam in this case obviously was a crucial piece of evidence. Why do you think Sheriff Howell was so upset that it came out in the first place, all right? I mean, let's be honest here. That's the reason why he was upset that that body cam got out, because the body cam showed that his guy was guilty. Let's call it the way it is. So the body cam footage obviously was a key piece of evidence here, and body cam footage going forward is going to be a key piece of evidence in many trials that we're going to see here, and not only Erie County, but across the state, across the country.
Because the body camera was released on the civil end of
yes.
the lawsuit, does that, I guess, concern you that because there was, say, the criminal case with this as well, it's almost like a trial by the public, though? I think that's kind of the concern that the sheriff had.
Yeah, that's valid. So, I mean, the fact that the body cam footage was out there, does have a potential to pre-taint a jury. Yes, that's a valid point. Obviously, when you are conducting jury selection, you need to ask the questions of all the potential jurors. Have you seen the body cam footage about this case? If so, what was the context that you saw it in? Have you drawn any conclusions from what you saw? Are you going to be able to disregard that and come in here and only listen to the evidence that you're going to get in this trial and put aside any preconceived notions that you may or may not have had, all right? All those kind of questions need to be done in voir dire, all right, when you're picking a jury. And, you know, both sides have to, and the judge has to make sure that when you sit the members on the jury now, that either, hopefully they didn't see it ahead of time, but if they did see it ahead of time, that they are willing to disregard that and only evaluate what they're going to see at trial. And that's a challenge sometimes, but if you do a good job on jury selection, if you make sure that you get truthful answers out of jurors and you screen them well, I think you can overcome that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.